You're listening to The Bob Duco Show. All right, are internet porn companies targeting black communities specifically and black children? I mean, it's a pretty sleazy business, the internet porn industry anyway, but do we add racist on top of everything else? Pastor Bill Mooney McCoy is pastor in an inner city church in Boston, director of Safe Families Program, a program that protects children by blocking objectionable material online. And Pastor Bill Mooney McCoy joins us now. Pastor, thanks for being with us today. Pastor, hello. Do we have you? Uh-oh, we may be having a technical problem. Bear with us, folks. We're going to try to get that taken care of here in just a moment. So bear with us, as I said. In the meantime, while we're working on getting this corrected with Pastor McCoy, I want to let you folks know that the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has now thrown out this lower court decision about those evolution disclaimers on science textbooks in Georgia. Remember that? The Cobb County School District that placed these stickers on their biology textbooks that said nothing more than that evolution is a theory and should be approached with an open mind, studied carefully, and critically considered. And he had the ACLU and everybody else up in arms saying, oh, it's a horrible thing that they did that. Well, anyway, some court ruled you're not even allowed to have these stickers on the textbooks. 11th Circuit Court says, nah, you're allowed to have them on. So that's good. We'll see what happens from there. All right, I believe we have our technical problem taken care of. We should be joined now by Pastor Bill Mooney McCoy. Pastor, are you there?
I am here, Bob.
Okay, thank you very much.
No problem.
Tell us, if you would, the idea of internet porn companies targeting black communities. I mean, these are obviously sleazy, raunchy organizations in the first place. I've never thought of them as being racist also, but maybe they are. What are you seeing?
Well, I would be hard-pressed to be able to tell what the motivation is. Obviously, money is the main motivation. But whether it's intentional bigotry or functional racism, the fact is that it is having a negative impact on our black community.
So how do they target black communities specifically?
Well, certainly a website with the name of martinlutherking.com would be one that folks in the black community would be very likely to stumble upon in the most innocent of motives.
Okay.
JesseJackson.com, I would say the same thing is true of that.
All right. So you're saying martinlutherking.com and JesseJackson.com are both porn sites?
They're links to porn sites. If you type that in, you'll get a link to another porn site, which is explicit and has no age verification.
Okay. Now, as you know, whitehouse.gov is the official White House website, but whitehouse.com had been taken over by some porn people.
Right.
Here at this station, you know, we're WMUZ, Christian radio station. If you go to WMUZ.com, you're going to get our website. However,
right,
it's very common in radio for people to drop the W when talking about a station. For example, many people refer to us as MUZ, even though technically we're WMUZ. Well,
right,
I hate to say this, but MUZ.com is a porn site. So could it be argued that the porn people are going after everyone? They're going after Christians. They're going after people that are trying to contact the White House. They're going after people that are wanting to look up Martin Luther King. Is it just a case where they're going after anybody and everybody and not specifically targeting minorities?
That may be true, Bob, and certainly, as I said, I can't get inside the mind of these people.
Uh-huh.
But my concern is not so much intentionality as much as effect.
Yeah.
The fact is that this is a particular place of, it's an atrocity in terms of what it does for the legacy of Dr. King. And it is inevitable that many of our young kids in the black community doing research on school papers and other things will stumble upon this.
Yeah.
See this and probably not have the discipline to say, I need to get out of here.
You know, why don't people tend to, I mean, certainly, Pastor, you and I, as a couple of Christians, we can look at the porn industry and consider them a reprehensible industry. But by and large, a lot of secular society sees the porn industry as harmless. You know what? So it's there for guys if they want to. Why do you think that secular society doesn't demonize the porn industry for going after our children this way, and specifically in cases like that? Why don't they see the insult to Dr. King? Or, I mean, you would think at a minimum that would be seen.
Well, I've been amazed at how few people actually knew about this.
Yeah.
Since we've put out this press release, we've received a lot of communication from people who had no idea about this. The WhiteHouse.com was fairly well publicized, and actually it's no longer a porn site.
Right.
But that was kind of a well-known case of intentional misleading.
Yeah.
But these two websites apparently are not on the radar screen, and so we're hoping that that's going to change. That's one of the reasons why we brought it out there. But I think in general, the industry of pornography, there's two things. One is that it's an enormous amount of money that's being made, $12.5 billion in the U.S. last year alone for adult industry.
Hmm.
And so there are a lot of organizations, legitimate organizations, that are making money through this.
Yeah.
So that I believe there is a certain sense of let's keep this going. In your hotel, you have video on demand. Now 55% of those requests are for pornography.
Wow.
And that money winds its way into Sheraton and the other organizations, as well as the people who supply that media.
All right, folks.
So I would say the system at large is benefiting, and not just the pornography system, pornography industries themselves.
Right. All right, everybody, you are now aware, at least, of these two new sites. That stuff is going on. Parents, be on top of this. Pastor Bill Mooney-McCoy, director of Safe Families Program. They're on the web at safefamilies.org. Check them out. I'm sorry?
Please visit our website. We have free downloadable software and a lot of great resources there.
Sounds good. Safefamilies.org. Pastor, thank you for bringing this to our attention.
It's my pleasure.
Thanks so much. You're listening to The Bob Duco Show, 103.5 FM, WMUZ The Light, continuing our way through the news hour.